We're going to now be talking about the Mittler Rebbe's children. So the Mittler Rebbe's oldest son was Reb Menachem Nochum, who was born in 1798. And he was named after the tzaddik, Reb Menachem Nochum of Chernobyl, who was nostalgic that year, a tremendous tzaddik. In 1812, he married the daughter of the chassid, Reb Zalman Rivlin of Shklov. Now, years later, she passed away, and he married his niece, Freda. Freda was the daughter of his sister, Devorah Leah, and Reb Yaakov Yisrael of Cherkasa. Reb Yaakov Yisrael was a grandson of Reb Menachem Nochum of Chernobyl. He was also the father-in-law of Reb Yosef Yitzchak, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. Anyways, after the Mittler Rebbe's Histalkus in Yezhin, Reb Menachem Nochum just settled and lived there in Yezhin. He stayed there until his own Histalkus almost 50 years later, in 1876. Every year, however, this is every year except for like the last few years when he stayed in Yezhin. I guess he was too sick to travel. He would go to Haditch. Who's buried in Haditch? Yes? The Alter Rebbe. It's Zayda's cave, right? The Zayda's oil. And he would spend a few months by the oil of his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. Many Hasidim say that the reason he went was that he was asking forgiveness for mistakenly taking the wrong turn when they were running away from Napoleon. However, towards the end of his life, he explained that it's for a different reason. It's the whole story, and the Friedrich Rebbe brings it down. Anyways, one of Reb Menachem Nochum's sons-in-law was Reb Yisrael Noyach. Reb Yisrael Noyach was the fourth son of the Tzemach Tzedek. And Reb Yisrael Noyach moved to Niyazhin himself in 1868. This is 2 years after the Tzemach Tzedek's Histalkus. And he became Rebbe there. Reb Yisrael Noyach of Niyazhin. Like Chabad Niyazhin. You have Chabad Lubavitch. He was Chabad Niyazhin. The next son was Reb Baruch. Reb Baruch Shmuel. So he was born around 1808. He was named after the Alter Rebbe's father, Reb Baruch, who passed away on Ches Tishrei in 1791. He married his first cousin, the daughter of his uncle, the Mittler Rebbe's brother, Reb Chaim Avram. And their son, Reb Zalman, was the Rav in Bachmut, some city. There was a third son that we know that was born to the Mittler Rebbe. We mentioned him earlier, but unfortunately, this is when they were running away from Napoleon, and this boy passed away very soon after. It wasn't like a day later, meaning they had a bris and everything. Like it's mentioned that like by the suda of this boy's bris, they had radishes and mashke. But he passed away shortly afterwards. Probably didn't even live for 30 days, which is why we don't have a name. Now the daughters of the Mittler Rebbe. So you have Reb Tzimchaya Mushka, who married the Tzemach Tzedek. She was the oldest daughter of the Mittler Rebbe. We'll get to her when we do the Tzemach Tzedek story in much more greater detail. Then there was Sarah. She passed away very young, 1 year after she got married to the grandson of Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Remember we said there's a lot of stories about the Shlumpener Chasana with Reb Shmuel Munkis was there and Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev and the Alter Rebbe. A lot of stories over there. So that was her wedding. But unfortunately, she didn't live that much long after. Then there was Bela, another. So the Sarah, the first girl we met, the last girl we mentioned, she married a grandson of Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, and Bela also married a grandson of Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. But their wedding took place in the city of Liadi. There, they had a son, Reb Levi Yitzchak, named after Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. married a daughter of the Tzemach Tzedek. Yep. I would imagine that's where the name Levi Yitzchak comes from, by the way. It's not a Chabad name, it's from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. And eventually, because we married into the family, that's how the Rebbe's father's name is Levi Yitzchak. Because the Rebbe's father is named after his great-grandfather, who's probably... Oh, wait, that's him. This is the son. Okay, that makes sense. Anyways, then there was another daughter, Dvorah Leah. So she's named after Rebbetzin Dvorah Leah, the Tzemach Tzedek's mother, who died in order to save her father's life in Chassidus. She was the one we mentioned earlier. She married Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, and eventually he became known as Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael of Cherkasa. So because his grandfather was the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Tzaddik Rebbe Menachem Nochum, and his father was Mordechai of Chernobyl also, their Chassidus was not Chassidus Chabad, it was Chassidus Chagas. So even though he married a daughter of the Mittel Rebbe, he held to the practices, for the most part, of Chassidus Chagas, which is why when their daughter married Harav Yosef Yitzchak, one of the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek, he got them to move to, first they moved to Cherkas, and then he told them to go to Avruch. And this son of the Tzemach Tzedek, which is known as Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Avruch, he was the only son of the Tzemach Tzedek. We know that five of the Tzemach Tzedek's sons became a Rebbe. But he was the only one who became a Rebbe in the Tzemach Tzedek's lifetime, in Avruch. The Tzemach Tzedek was not happy about it. We'll learn a lot about it later. Anyways, the next daughter, Menucha Rachel, was born on Chaf Gimel Kislev. The day that the Alter Rebbe... Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, that's why. Okay, so apparently there were different sources about when she was born. Some opinions, it says in earlier manuscripts that she was born, or I don't know, earlier or later, but that she was born Yutes Kislev the day the Alter Rebbe was released. But then there are newer ones that she was really born... Chav Gimel Kislev 2 years later when the Alter Rebbe was released for the second time. So anyways, that's why she's called Menucha, means like comfort and rest. She married Rabbi Yaakov Kuli Slonim, the son of Reb Zalman Reizis, Reb Pinchas Reizis' brother-in-law. 17 years after the Mittel Rebbe's Histalkus, they moved to Eretz Yisrael. And even the tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael would treat her with tremendous respect. A lot of people came to her for a bracha. Till today, people go to her kever in Chevron. Mamish. Then there was another daughter, Bracha, married the chassid Reb Yoinov Zhitomer. They ended up settling in Lubavitch. And there's a daughter, Chaya Sara. Some places she's just called Sara. She married Reb Aaron of Shklov. But 9 years after her passing, I'm sorry, 9 years later she passed away, and she left two orphan daughters, Gittel and Rivka, who were raised by Rebbetzin Shena, the Mittel Rebbe's wife. This is years after the Mittel Rebbe's Histalkus. And Rivka went on to become Rebbetzin Rivka, the Rebbe Maharash's wife. Then there was another daughter, Esther Miriam. A plaque was found in the cemetery of Lubavitch. Right now, this is a continuous project. They're doing a lot of work trying to restore the old cemetery in Lubavitch. But it takes a lot of time. And they're finding so much information over there, names of children of the Rabbeim that we never knew about. Because let's be honest, If one of the Rabbeim had a daughter who passed away at the age of 7, why would you ever hear about her in a story? She never got married, she never had any children, right? So it's, a lot of times, it's not like nobody cares about her, chas v'shalom, but her name just doesn't come up in stories, so we don't even know she existed. But then, sometimes you're digging in the cemetery, you have to go down a few levels of dirt, because a lot of, over years, dirt piles up, and eventually the whole cemetery can get covered over. But anyways, they found a plaque in Lubavitch. This is Mamish less than 10 years ago, by the way. That it just says that she passed away during the lifetime of her parents. And the date is given as Dala Tammuz. So we don't even know much about her. Okay, we'll stop over there for now.